Broadcast Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Welcome to ABQ Connect. We are presented by Bosque Home Services. Carlos and his team provide heating, cooling, plumbing, roofing, and restoration services. Call 444-7200. Bosque Home Services, locally grown, locally owned. Want to welcome everybody to our absolute last time we're going to be on KAKT Radio. You've been hearing Steve Ryman and Peter Benson and our folks that are with you throughout the day and night telling you about our station changeover. 107.1 KAKT is now going to be taken over by a Bible teaching ministry, and they're going to be doing something similar to what we've been doing and with our morning programs and Bible teachers, a whole different lineup. We don't know exactly when they're going to be back on the air, but I want to remind everybody that we will be on 88.3. All of our programming on 107.1 is going to be moving right over to 88.3. You know it today as Star 88, and the music format of Star 88 is going to be moving into a digital platform, which we will be giving you more information about that. Most people listening to music today listen on their cell phones and things, and so we wanted to accommodate that and really keep up with, social media and all the things, all the technologies that are prevalent today. Want to welcome Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling. Of course, you know she's been a regular contributor to our program since day one. Of me doing ABQ Connect. And Jennifer, what's funny is we haven't seen each other for a year. I've been talking to you on the phone.
That's right. I was excited to come back in today. It's great to be here.
Well, and it sounds a lot better, and it's just, you know, it's easier because you have some body language cues and different things. So it's a little easier to do an interview, but you're so good at telling us about nutrition and tying that into maybe the way we ought to be thinking about ourselves, the way God sees us. Mm-hmm. And I'm so appreciative of that. Jennifer, I want to start today by having you remind us about nourishnutritioncounseling.com, your website, and what you do exactly.
Yeah, good question. So I started this business almost 4 years ago now, 3.5 years ago, I guess. And my goal was really, I was seeing clients outside of my own practice, and I wasn't able to bring the faith-based piece of it in. And what I was seeing is my clients that I had that I knew were Christians, they just did better. They had different motivations. They had a different way of thinking about it. And so I really started to kind of identify what were some specific things that these people were doing that were making them successful. And I decided that that's what I really wanted to do with my business. So I do kind of a combination of intuitive eating and also faith-based concepts related to intuitive eating. So, you know, it's things like, okay, let's listen to our body cues. Let's actually understand if we're hungry, if we're full. Let's respect our bodies. So God made our bodies, and let's respect them and treat them well and feed them well. And let's do it in a way that honors the Lord. And I think our culture has been so poisoned by diet after diet after diet and rule after rule after rule that we sometimes don't even know what is actually healthy for us anymore. And so it's getting back to basics. It's getting back to just honoring your body, respecting it, treating it well. And that's what I really do with people. I help them find peace with food and with their bodies. And I help them, we call it finding food freedom.
You know, not only have you helped us find food freedom, but you've told us some really interesting things that we didn't know over the last couple of years. Like, for example, you told us that most people that diet fail, and that actually creates more difficulty trying to lose weight or gain some health, that there's actually data that supports that.
There is. And we're really finding out that some of this yo-yo style where, you know, we lose 20 pounds and then we regain it and then we lose it again and then we regain it and maybe sometimes more, that yo-yo pattern is really, really harmful for our metabolic health, for our heart health, for our insulin control, all of it. And so it's really important to not think of it as a diet, right? But a lifestyle change. And what happens a lot is, I mean, people say this even now, even when they're following a diet, they'll say it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change. But the problem is then that it's so restrictive that it's really hard to stick with. And this is where we get some of those food rules that come in. And when we break the rule, we feel guilty or we feel shame. And actually, we're going to explore that concept in my newsletter this week. You know, why are we feeling guilty? Why are we feeling shameful? Is that a feeling we should explore and really think about? Or is that just a feeling that's coming from following some of these arbitrary food rules that really don't, that really aren't good for us?
Well, I see that also logically, but I'm like everybody else. I mean, I've tried every kind, you know, I've tried a keto diet. I've tried this. I've tried that. One of the things that I think we, most of us don't realize, and I've teased on this radio show about being a chipaholic. And at the same time, it's not really comical because the truth is that when you start eating carbs, and I don't know if they're designed a certain way for Americans, but they seem to just perpetuate you eating more and more carbs. You know, the so-called party foods, you know, chips and dips and all those different things. I don't think there's probably anything wrong with going to have a chip, you know, dip a couple chips, but you don't eat just one. You don't eat just two. And the funny thing is like Lay's potato chips, their whole commercial is you can't just eat one.
Right.
And they're just telling the truth, but they've designed it that way.
They have. And the food industry is really good at that. They're really good at combining different foods and nutrients to give it maximum taste value, maximum pleasure. And so we often do have a hard time controlling the amounts. This is actually a concept I've been thinking about a lot lately because a lot of my clients will tell me they struggle with sugar addiction. And so I've really been thinking about that a lot. And I think what it comes down to is we all have self-control, okay? So this is a fruit of the Spirit that we know as Christians we have, right? Galatians 5:22 and 23 tells us the different characteristics of the fruits of the Spirit, and self-control is one of them. Mm-hmm. So we all have that, right? I think the problem is that when we have a food, or, I mean, it can be anything related. It could be our bodies. It could be our health, anything. When we have something that we make more important than God, it actually starts to control us. So this is what I think is happening a lot with some of the foods, some of the sugar, some of the potato chips, some of the things. Yes, they're very palatable, but I think we are forgetting the main point, right? We are forgetting who God is, what he has made food to do. We're forgetting the purpose of food, which is to nourish our bodies, but also to be pleasurable. And so we forget some of these things and we let the food kind of take over. And I really think that's what's happening. And we forget that we have self-control.
I want to go back to your website, which is nourishednutritioncounseling.com. Now, I will also say that since you've started with me, there's been a couple other websites that I feel like are emulating your website. So I want everybody to understand nourishednutritioncounseling.com with Jennifer Bryant is the one that you want to go to. And she has a couple things that I want to bring to your attention. First of all, her newsletter. Her newsletter is free. It gives you all kinds of great information. In a minute, I'll ask you about what's going on with the newsletter and what's happening next month. The thing that I've enjoyed the most, though, is under helpful tools. You just have all kinds of really great recipes. And what I like about them is if you click on one, like, for example, today you've defaulted to cauliflower and black bean tacos. Okay. And there's always a different thing. Well, I can print this. I just literally push print and it prints out the whole recipe on an 8.5 by 11. I take my little trusty 3-hold punch and put it in a notebook. And I've cooked a lot of these things for my children, and they really enjoy them.
Yeah. Yeah, all the recipes I have on my website are things that my family and I eat, you know. So I always get the question, well, what do you eat? Well, go to my website and look at my helpful tools, because a lot of the recipes that we eat are on there. In fact, I just had, for lunch today, I had my butter chicken recipe. Mm. It was delicious. So, you know, that's one of the things, too. I think a lot of times people feel like eating healthy means that they're not going to enjoy what they eat. Mm. And And I think that that's really wrong too. That's kind of a lie that we are told to believe.
And here's another one. I've always thought before meeting you that it was going to be more expensive to eat healthy. And I don't actually think that's true either.
It's not. Absolutely. In fact, you know, the recipe, my latest recipe is a cauliflower and black bean taco recipe, and it's plant-based. Mm-hmm. There's no meat. This is one really, really good way to save money because meat is expensive. And so when you replace it with some higher protein plant foods like beans, you can actually save quite a bit of money. We do that a couple times a week. I'm not totally plant-based or vegetarian, but we do eat that way a couple times a week.
It's kind of funny. There's a couple of what I will call not new Mexican restaurants, but actually Mexican restaurants. And what's interesting about that is the Mexican restaurants don't use cheese. In fact, I've been to a couple of them, and they have some really interesting things that they cook. On, if you went to a Japanese restaurant, you would call this, a hibachi grill or something like that. And it's green peppers and a little bit nicer, more aromatic and maybe a little hotter spices than you would find in a typical Japanese meal or something, but very similar cooking techniques, but no cheese.
Lots of veggies.
And when you really look at the veggies and the little bit of meat, really, really healthy. Mm-hmm. I mean, not a lot of oil, not a lot of butter, not a lot of those kind of things. So it's kind of interesting. If you eat New Mexican food, you think about these tortillas with some red or green or Christmas and then the pile of cheese on top of it. And that's not really what's coming out of Mexico. That's not a traditional Mexican meal. That's truly New Mexican.
Well, and what you'll find too, Jim, a lot of people would say this with their culture and what they eat. I mean, you can say this around the world, that a lot of the restaurants here in America have Americanized a lot of these traditional cooking methods. And so they've made them more unhealthy by adding more fats or adding more sugars to make them taste better. But this is not really the way that, you know, the culture cooks.
Well, and I will say this, when I finally tried this, I just enjoyed it thoroughly because the spices and the way it's prepared is really, it smells great. I mean, that's the first thing that captures me.
Yeah.
Is you get the aromas of the food cooking, and it's just tremendous. So, Jennifer, while we're talking, I want our listeners to be able to go to nourishnutritioncounseling.com. They can click on your newsletter. They put in their email address. That does not cost anything. Tell us about the newsletter, what's going on now, and what's coming up.
Yeah, great. So the newsletter is it's kind of my, like, free taste of what I do, okay? So a lot of people do really well with it. It comes out on Tuesday mornings, and it gives you – it always gives you a little bit of some kind of education, whether that is something specifically nutrition-related or it may be Bible-based or something about nutrition, and then there's always a Bible verse as encouragement for readers. And then there's always a recipe as well. And with my newsletter, that's probably one of the easiest ways to get in touch with me too, because every newsletter, you can just reply to me and have my email. So that's a really good way that a lot of my clients and just a lot of my, I don't know if I want to call them fans, but my fans in general kind of keep in touch with me and ask questions. And then at that point, they can decide if they feel like they need a little further.
I know two kids are at home going, yeah, mom, go.
Yeah, I have fans. I know they do think that's pretty cool. But right now in the newsletter, we are doing an intentional eating challenge. It's probably one of the longest challenges that I've done, actually. I think it's 11 weeks total. And I just wrote the letter for week 5, which is coming out on Tuesday. So we're a little bit, you know, less than halfway through. But what I love about this one is each week you have a specific challenge. So we were talking earlier in the show about food rules and how some of these food rules are just so silly. And why do we follow them? Because somebody we saw on Facebook or Instagram or something told us that that was what we should do. But we are identifying some of these food rules. And last week, the challenge was to intentionally break one. And so I loved this week because I posted a chocolate chip cookie recipe with it. And that was the goal. The goal was to have something that wasn't quote unquote super healthy, to sit down, to really enjoy it, and to break your rule intentionally with a purpose. And I think sometimes we need to do that to get out of the cycle of restricting and following rules and then breaking them. It's really, really helpful for our mental health too. So. Yeah.
Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling in studio with us today. I want to remind everybody that our programming resumes, ABQ Connect and our other Bible teaching programs and things that you hear on KNKT will now be on Monday, the 31st, Memorial Day. We will start our broadcast day early in the morning that day, and you can hear ABQ Connect that afternoon at 88.3. That's on the FM dial. You're now listening to 107.1. You'll also be able to listen to it online. Our abqconnect.online podcast site will still be up, so you'll be able to listen, re-listen to this broadcast if you like. And it's kind of fun to share these, too. A lot of people like to share, you know, hey, I heard Jennifer say this, and here, listen to it, and just shoot it over to them. So that's been a really helpful part of the ministry. Jennifer Bryant in studio today. We'll be back to talk a lot more about good things to eat, a bunch of listener questions in the second half of the show. We'll be right back.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. If you're in the market for a new vehicle, I want to personally invite you to Power Ford. We pride ourselves on giving you a better deal and a better experience. In fact, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico, or we'll put $1,000 cash in your pocket. And that's a promise. If you want to pay more, that's your business. If you want to pay less, that's ours. Visit mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque. I'm Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Corey and Anne-Marie Pensabeni recently sold their home with Holly at Dave Slade & Associates. Corey, why did you hire Holly to sell your home?
We knew that Holly would help us to prepare our home to have the best curb appeal possible. Over the years, we've looked at Holly's website, albuquerquehomeseeker.com, and we've gotten looks at homes that she's had for sale in our area, in our neighborhood, and as we expected, Holly did such a great job. She had our home sold within 2 days, actually less than 48 hours, and Holly protected us from day one. She walked us through all the details before even the offer was made to us. She made sure that the buyer had their things in order, and the preparation of the paperwork was very thorough. She will always be the realtor of choice.
Anne Marie, did you enjoy working with Holly and her team?
Oh, absolutely. Holly takes care of everything by the book from A to Z, and your property sells quickly.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book.
This is John Chitwood with Southern Boulevard Automotive. Most people have never memorized their vehicle's repair manual, let alone even read the small owner's manual in their glove box. Not to worry. Here at Southern Boulevard Automotive, our master certified technicians and staff will guide you through all the ins and outs of vehicle repair and maintenance. Whether it is a car, truck, or SUV, we're here to help you maintain your investment. We are located at 2300 Southern Boulevard in Rio Rancho, across from McDonald's. Our phone number is 892-2300. That's 892-2300. And don't forget, we have free towing to our facility with repairs. Just call for details. With all that being said, there is an owner's manual that you do need to read and memorize. Yes, it's God's written word. In it, you find God's design and purpose for your life and how he made a way of salvation so that you and I may have eternal life with him through his son, Jesus Christ. Remember what David said, "Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." This is John Chitwood.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you're shopping for your next mortgage loan. Maybe you refinance or you found the ideal house that you want to live in for a long time. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate, telling you how you can reduce your fees while getting the best interest rate possible. Call 836-5700, or you can reach Ben Lucero and his team on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. Jennifer Bryant, Nourish Nutrition Counseling, in the studio.
Here I am.
And you've been a trooper to do that on the phone. Was it hard for you to do phone interviews?
No,
a little different?
It was a little different, but I would say in general, no. I meet with a lot of my clients either on the phone or on a video conference. So I'm kind of used to it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we were actually Skyping.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we were.
And it sounds a lot better than the phone, too. Yes. So glad you could do that. Tell us, Jennifer, you've got Food and Faith to Fuel Your Health Facebook group. Tell us about that.
So this was something I just put together this year. This is kind of new. And it's really just another way to support people trying to make changes. And so we use the Bible as our kind of ultimate authority, but we're able to encourage, motivate, challenge one another, share ideas. And that group is totally free too. So I have a couple of really great just kind of ways to listen and learn and to, you know, maybe challenge yourself to make goals. And it's just a fun group. There's a lot that we share. We had a really good discussion on, you know, why do we feel guilty about food rolls recently? So that's probably why it's on my mind lately. And then we share, you know, recipe ideas. We share helpful books that we're reading. So it's a fun way to connect with some like-minded people.
You know, not only are there food rules that people have subjected themselves to, but there's also things that have to do with self-image. Maybe, I guess the big buzzword today is body shaming, but mm-hmm. most of it's not necessarily coming from other people. It's coming from ourselves and our own perception of ourselves.
Right, right. Yeah. So that's one thing that we do is we look at, okay, what does the Bible say about who we are, how God made us, and then we turn that into you know, creating new motivations for us to change our habits, right? Because what the world says is beautiful is not what God says is beautiful.
Part of the excitement that I have about going to your website, I know that sounds silly to be excited about a website, but I really like the recipes because it makes it, as you're planning some meals for your family, it makes it so it's not boring.
Right.
You know, I can tell you that I have not had to plan. I have five children, but I have not had my five children in the house for some time. They're grown up. They come over for dinner and things, and I really enjoy preparing dinners for them. But, you know, they have certain things that they like me to make that they liked growing up. For example, I make a green chili chicken soup that they really like. It's kind of a cream soup. Well, I used to do a bunch of cheese on the top of it, you know, and a whole bunch of crackers, club crackers and butter and all these other things. And so I've modified that quite a bit without them really noticing, and they still really like it. Mm-hmm. Green chili chicken enchiladas, red chili enchiladas, all of these different things. I think I've lowered the fat content easily by 50 or 60%, and it doesn't taste any different.
Yeah.
You're just a little more care, a little more careful about how it's prepared.
Right. And one of the things I always tell people, too, one of the easiest ways to modify how you're eating is to just focus on the things you should get more of. So, for example, vegetables, right? I have never heard of a diet. Well, I take that back. There's one out there right now that doesn't recommend vegetables. But most of them, think about it, that's like the one food group that is acceptable in every kind of fad diet that we see, right? And so we know there's a lot of research, a lot of science to back it up that vegetables are really, really good for us. So if we can focus on getting more of those, that's often really helpful just for our mental health too.
So let's get back to your Facebook group, because this is actually something that somebody can participate in. They pay for the program. Tell us about how that works.
Yeah. So the Facebook group is free. So okay. No one has to pay for that. It is advertised on my website, so you can find me easily through the website. You can join the Facebook group. It's on my homepage. And then the next question is working with me. That's different. So okay. If people, you know, get into the Facebook group, and if they join my newsletter and they feel like, well, this is all great, but I really feel like I need a little more personal guidance, or I really need a little more accountability, then that's a really good time to reach out to me and say, hey, Jen, I'd really like to talk about working with you. Most of my clients commit to 3 months at a time, and we have a visit every week, every other week, or somewhere in between there. And that kind of depends on what the person feels like they need for help and accountability.
So one scenario is that you're a person that doesn't want to talk about this with a lot of people that you know. You just want to attack the problem, maybe handle it privately. That's something that you'll do with them.
Well, and I feel like it's important because we're not, none of us are the same. So like what works for your friend may not work for you, and what works for me may not work for you. And I think it's really important that we look at, okay, what are you struggling with personally, and how can we tackle each of those problems in a way that would be helpful to you, not in a way that helped your friend? Mm.
The countenance of people changes, their attitude when they're eating healthy and they're making some progress. The focus has been in the past upon diets and losing weight. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where people started to feel defeated. They might have even lost weight, but they felt so miserable they didn't think, I'm really doing anything for myself.
Right.
So you're really emphasizing doing the healthy thing, and that's usually going to translate into maybe a little weight loss, but that's not the focus.
Exactly. In fact, I don't know, maybe this sounds harsh, but I've had a couple people in the last couple months that call me and they want to lose weight. And I say, okay, like maybe that will happen, but if that's going to be your main focus, then I'm probably not your person, because it's so, so much more important to work on health parameters, you know, blood sugars, blood pressure, cholesterol, all energy levels, focus. You know, a lot of my clients come to me and they're like, I just can't focus. I don't know what to do. So it's so much more important to focus on those kinds of measurements rather than weight. In fact, I have a couple clients right now that they feel the need to report their weight to me every week, you know, that we meet. And I just tell them, like, I don't actually really care about that. I want to know about all the other things. How are your energy levels? How are you feeling? Are you sleeping better? How's your reflux? All of these things are so much more important than losing weight. And so that's really what we're focusing on.
Has there been an increase in digestive type issues? I know celiacs are allergic to gluten, and you actually have a bunch of recipes that are gluten-free, and there's a lot of ways to Google those too. But there's people that haven't been aware. Like I can tell you, I mean, I got tested for celiac disease for years and years and years. Every single day since I was 15, and I'm a lot older than that now, every time we had a game, we would carbohydrate load that afternoon. We'd eat a big plate of spaghetti or something like that. And without exception, I was sick every game mm-hmm. that I played in my entire life. Well, then I find out here 10 years ago that I'm really allergic to starch mm-hmm. and I shouldn't be eating all my favorite foods, rice and, and you know, anything with a potato in it. I'm not really allowed to eat that, bread and all of those different things. And when I stay with a little bit of meat and green vegetables, I feel great.
So much better. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So yes, there has been an increase in digestive issues, and there's some theories, and there's a lot of different root causes, right? So here's another thing that, you know, people will have maybe reflux, and they'll take an over-the-counter medication for their reflux. But really what you're doing is you're like putting a Band-Aid on a gunshot wound, right? There's something like seriously wrong that you have reflux, and all you're doing is you're taking a medication to control the symptom. So what we really want to do is get to the bottom of, like, why is that happening? What's the root cause of the reflux? Or, you know, any fill in the blank with any other digestive issue, you know, this happens. And so there's a lot of different root causes. I think it's important also to just realize that, again, what works for one person doesn't necessarily work for the next person. So just because, you know, your brother had reflux and he started eating keto doesn't mean that that's going to work for you.
Yeah. Tell us about you've got an 8-week special of Searching God's Word and in conjunction with kind of a diet plan. Tell us about what you're doing.
I'm so excited about this. So Jim, this is actually my book, basically. So I've turned it into a program for people to actually follow. It's 8 weeks where each week they'll have a couple of things to read each day. They'll have some questions to answer in a journal. So I'm telling people maybe about 10 minutes a day to spend on this. And then there's a video each week to watch about some of these concepts. So you're really digging down deep into why why are my behaviors the way that they are? And we're looking at all of it through the lens of God's word. So it's really a neat program because I hope that people are going to be able to get through this and realize why they're doing some of the things they're doing. Maybe why they can't stop eating the Lay's potato chips, and how to actually make a change through that. So I think this is going to be a really impactful program. I haven't seen very many other resources that connect nutrition to the Bible in a very real way. And so I think this program is going to be really, really great for people.
And I want to emphasize, too, that you do make yourself available to your clients.
Yes.
So they can talk to you.
Exactly. And that's part of the benefit of the program is people will be in touch with me through email every step of the way. So if they run into an issue or a question, I am very available to answer.
We're going to come back and talk about, we'll remind people of the special that you have going on your faith. Is it Food and Faith to Fuel Your Health? 8 week.
Yeah. So I shortened it. So it's Food and Faith Program.
Okay.
And it's 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Yep.
And you have a special for $49,
yeah.
Normally $149.
Right.
And that'll be a neat 8 weeks to spend. And again, you know, there's some worship involved. There is reading of the word and learning involved. Maybe diet planning involved?
No. So I actually would say
I use the word diet, sorry.
I didn't mean to.
Meal planning?
I would say it's more of a Bible study than it is a nutrition plan.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good stuff. Jennifer Bryan in studio, nourishnutritioncounseling.com. Steve Ryman will take us to commercial and bring us back here in about 2 minutes. Stay with us. Corey and Anne-Marie Pensabeni recently sold their home with Holly at Dave Slade & Associates. Corey, why did you hire Holly to sell your home?
We knew that Holly would help us to prepare our home to have the best curb appeal possible. Over the years, we've looked at Holly's website, albuquerquehomeseeker.com, and we've gotten looks at homes that she's had for sale in our area, in our neighborhood, and as we expected, Holly did such a great job. She had our home sold within 2 days, actually less than 48 hours, and Holly protected us from day one. She walked us through all the details before even the offer was made to us. She made sure that the buyer had their things in order and the preparation of the paperwork was very thorough. She will always be the realtor of choice.
Anne Marie, did you enjoy working with Holly and her team?
Oh, absolutely. Holly takes care of everything by the book from A to Z, and your property sells quickly.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book.
Whether you vote early by May 29th or vote on Election Day, June 1st, there is no more important issue than the right to life. Mark Moores needs your vote to stand up for unborn babies in Congress. Melanie Stansberry wants to deny the most basic right to life to unborn babies. Melanie Stansberry wants unlimited abortion, even late in pregnancy, and she wants you to pay for it with your tax dollars. Melanie Stansberry should never be in Congress. Vote for Mark Moores for Congress, who will fight for unborn babies. Mark Moores supports laws to keep your tax dollars from paying for abortion, and Mark Moores supports laws to protect unborn babies from painful late dismemberment abortions. Without life, nothing else matters. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Vote for life by May 29th or on June 1st. Please vote for Mark Moores for Congress.
Paid for by the National Right to Life Victory Fund at nrlvictoryfund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, NRL Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertisement.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect. I want to remind everybody that you're listening on ABQ Connect today on KNKT Radio, 107.1 on your radio dial here in Bernalillo County. On Monday, you'll have to listen to the show on our new 88.3 KLYT station. We are moving all of our programming over to 88.3 on your radio dial, KLYT. All the Bible teaching programs and everything you enjoy today. Guests like Jennifer Bryant on ABQ Connect with us this afternoon. So Jennifer, talk to us a little bit now about, you have a class coming up and you're going to be talking about how our genes, and that's not your Wranglers, that's your
our genetics.
Your genetics, that's right, are going to, there's some diagnostic tools that you offer that can help people really get a handle on what's going on with their bodies.
Yeah, so the class coming up is kind of an overview of how our genes affect our nutrition status, and then vice versa, how we can maybe mitigate some of the risk that we see from these genetic factors with our diet. So it's kind of both and. But this is it's a great class to just kind of get your feet wet a little bit in this new topic. All my classes are really inexpensive. And so if people are interested, they can reach out to me through my website and get more information. But it'll be in 2 weeks. A little less than 2 weeks.
What kind of things do you learn from getting, what type of studies do you do and recommend for people to get?
With the genetics specifically. Uh-huh. So there's a couple different sections in the genetic test that it looks at your genes. One of them is risk of vitamin and mineral deficiency. And it will tell you if you're at higher risk, which specific forms of the vitamins and minerals you should be taking in supplements. So that's, you know, really practical information that a lot of people would benefit from. For example, the vitamin folate, it has to be what we call methylated to be absorbed. And a lot of people have a gene that prevents them from methylating folate. And so if you know this, you can actually take folate in the methylated form, and you don't have to worry about the problems with absorption. So, and that's just one example. There's a lot of other examples to that. It also goes into heart health. So do you need a little bit more of those really good omega-3s that we know are good for us, but maybe you need a little bit more of those? How about sodium? Are you somebody that we would call sodium sensitive, where you really need to watch your sodium intake, or maybe you're not, and then maybe you don't need to watch your sodium intake? There's also some good genes that are associated with weight gain. Those are really helpful because, for example, this is I don't know why everyone's not doing this, actually, but there's a gene where you lose more weight if you eat more monounsaturated fats, which are like the avocados, the nuts, the olive oils, all of those good things. And so if you have that gene, it's actually really helpful to eat a little bit more of those kinds of fats. And then there's another gene that shows if you eat more protein, you're more likely to lose weight. If you don't have that gene, then there's no reason to follow a high protein diet. So there's a lot of really good practical things that we can take away from some of those genetic tests. And one of the things I do, Jim, is if people have had the Ancestry or the 23andMe test, they actually already have the information. They just haven't seen it in their reports. And Ancestry and 23andMe don't do that for them. That would be something that I would do. So if people are interested in that and already have the test, then that's a really easy way to get some more information.
And you can make arrangements for them to have the tests if they don't have
them. Exactly. Yes. Yes.
Jennifer Bryant is the owner of NourishedNutritionCounseling.com. I've already kind of told everybody there's a couple other people that are kind of emulating her website. So make sure you go to NourishedNutritionCounseling.com. And in fact, there's one that's Nourished Nutrition Counseling LLC. And that's not the right website. And maybe those are really nice people and everything, but I'm always suspicious when I see stuff like that develop because it's almost like they're just literally copying what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand because your nourishnutritioncounseling.com is a pretty unique name. I mean, you have to go out of your way to kind of make it the same, right? I don't know. It's just my opinion. Jennifer Bryant is available through her website. You can just click on her contact information and send her an email and reach out to her. She's got a Facebook page. And if you go to Facebook and you enter in Nourished Nutrition Counseling, it'll take you right to it.
Yes.
And all kinds of fun things. We've already mentioned her free newsletter. She's got free recipes and things that I've told you I've taken advantage of now literally for years because you've been with me for a couple of years here. And I kind of think I have an insight into the Bryant family because I know what they're eating.
Yeah, that's right.
And the fact that your children really like to eat this food. I'm about to have a couple of grandchildren for the first time. Haven't had any children in the house for a while, so I'm going to test that out, Jennifer.
It's exciting.
I hope that I can find some things that they'll like to eat.
I hope so.
If Grandpa gets to take care of the kids
once in a while,
that'll be kind of fun. Jennifer, try to, if you would, I want to ask this question before we take a break. You've talked to us about dieting, and then you've brought and introduced us to about a year ago a concept called intuitive eating, and I kind of want you to differentiate those two things for us.
Yeah, good question. So dieting is, following a specific set of rules for a specific amount of time, which is really funny because the Greek word for diet means way of eating. So it doesn't actually have an end point like we in our culture make it out to have. We follow a diet for usually a short period of time. Intuitive eating, and I call it intentional eating because I put the biblical piece in too. So I'm sort of making up this word, I guess. But it's all about listening to your body. So trying to get back to understanding when you're hungry, when you're full, respecting your body. So this is an exercise I like to do with everyone where I tell them if they were to move out of their body for a couple weeks and leave it in the care of someone else, what would be the instructions that you would give that person taking care of your body? And then the follow-up question is, are you doing these things? And why or why not? And so that kind of sums up just the mindset of changing the way we think about food and eating. And so instead of eating because it's there or because we're bored or because it tastes good or whatever, we're eating to take care of our bodies well.
Jennifer, I would ask for a complete remodel in that scenario. It'd have to be an orthopedic surgeon. you get kind of worn out playing as many basketball games as I did, but I think that's really fun. Intentional eating, and we've joked about this. There's so many times when you taught us about that, intuitive eating, intentional eating, intention. You don't realize when you're not doing that.
Right.
It's you're unconsciously just sitting there, and that's the whole snack food thing.
Yes.
You know, if you put pistachios in a bowl on a table in front of me, I don't even know I'm eating all of them.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yes, and that is the point. It's to get back to paying attention to the food you're eating, paying attention to the way your body feels. All of that. It's all about just getting back to, being mindful. I don't love that word because sometimes I feel like it's associated with like new agey stuff. But what we're doing, what you were just describing is mindless, right? Mm-hmm. And so the opposite of that is paying attention, intention, right? Mm-hmm. And being mindful of what you're eating.
This is a question I just thought of. It's not on what we talked about, put together for today, but I'm thinking that maybe we're all trained by some cultural standard that we eat three times a day, mm-hmm. too much. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that don't do that anymore. They eat little tiny bits four or five times a day.
Right. And then there's also people who maybe only eat twice a day. So, and that's interesting. There's actually a gene that determines how likely you are to be a snacker. Mm. So there's a couple of really interesting things you can find out from that test. But this is exactly what I'm saying. It's not necessarily better to eat five or six times a day. I don't know who made that rule. You know, why do we think that that's better? That might work for you, but it may not work for me. So yeah, intentional eating is getting back to the question, am I hungry? Right? I don't, you know, it's lunchtime. Okay. But should I actually be eating? I mean, I don't know if I'm hungry. Yes, absolutely. The answer to physical hunger is always to eat something. But otherwise, I don't know. Just because it's lunchtime, I don't think that means we should be eating.
Do you substitute textures? Like, for example, if you're used to crunching a snack, is crunching a carrot something that works for your brain?
This is a really good question, Jim, because this goes back to what works for you might not work for me. So pay attention. Do you feel like when you're eating that carrot that satisfies that crunchy desire for you? Maybe, maybe not.
Well, I'm kind of noticing that there's all kinds of baked chips now. Of course, chips is my falling. But there's all kinds of things that have at least a pretense of being more healthy. Maybe they are, maybe they're not.
Right. And I always say, you know, for me, doing like a low sugar or low fat dessert or something, it doesn't satisfy me. It's not worth it. Mm. I would much rather have a small amount of the real thing. Mm. And so that's important to know about yourself too, because if you're constantly searching for something that's quote unquote healthier and it's not satisfying you, and so you end up eating five times more of it, then was that really a better choice, you know?
Probably not. Jennifer Bryant, Nurse Nutrition Counseling in studio. When we come back, I've got a list of five or six different listener questions. And you're always welcome to call us at 338-5790 if you have a question for Jennifer. We'll be back after these messages.
Whether you vote early by May 29th or vote on Election Day, June 1st, there is no more important issue than the right to life. Mark Moores needs your vote to stand up for unborn babies in Congress. Melanie Stansberry wants to deny the most basic right to life to unborn babies. Melanie Stansberry wants unlimited abortion, even late in pregnancy, and she wants you to pay for it with your tax dollars. Melanie Stansberry should never be in Congress. Vote for Mark Moores for Congress, who will fight for unborn babies. Mark Moores supports laws to keep your tax dollars from paying for abortion, and Mark Moores supports laws to protect unborn babies from painful late dismemberment abortions. Without life, nothing else matters. Unborn babies can't vote, but you can. Vote for life by May 29th or on June 1st. Please vote for Mark Moores for Congress.
Paid for by the National Right to Life Victory Fund at NRLVictoryFund.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. NRL Victory Fund is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Serving you and your family day and night. Call Bosky when you want it done right. For heating and cooling, plumbing and more. 24/7 we'll be at your door.
Locally grown, locally owned. Bosky Heating and Cooling. A portion goes back into the community. 444-7200.
Quality service like a breath of fresh air. Call Bosky and we'll be there.
Corey and Anne-Marie Pensabeni recently sold their home with Holly at Dave Slade & Associates. Corey, why did you hire Holly to sell your home?
We knew that Holly would help us to prepare our home to have the best curb appeal possible. Over the years, we've looked at Holly's website, albuquerquehomeseeker.com, and we've gotten looks at homes that she's had for sale in our area, in our neighborhood. And as we expected, Holly did such a great job. She had our home sold within 2 days, actually less than 48 hours, and Holly protected us from day one. She walked us through all the details before even the offer was made to us. She made sure that the buyer had their things in order, and the preparation of the paperwork was very thorough. She will always be the realtor of choice.
Anne-Marie, did you enjoy working with Holly and her team?
Oh, absolutely. Holly takes care of everything by the book from A to Z, and your property sells quickly.
Contact Holly at 342-8100 or abqhomeseeker.com. Dave Slade & Associates, doing business by the book.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
During the break, you hear some commercials from Dave and Holly Slade, but I really want to thank Dave and Holly. Not only are they involved in ministry with Feed New Mexico Kids, but they support the ministry of KNKT Radio and now 88.3 KLYT. We want to thank Dave Slade and Associates and their team. They do a great job of not only helping us, but helping people in the community with that want to buy a home or sell a home. If you are interested in being in the real estate market and getting some help for Dave or Holly, give them a call at 342-8100. Call them when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly and Dave Slade at Dave Slade & Associates. They do business by the book, 342-8100, or reach them on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. Jennifer Bryant in studio. We haven't been able to see Jennifer in person because of COVID. Jennifer, we're going to talk about supplements and some listener questions, but I just had one, the shutdown and being closed in your home and stuff. I've heard that there's a lot of people with deficiencies of vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
Has that been pretty true?
That's actually been true even before COVID. Mm. So we're really finding that that's one of the vitamins that a lot of people are deficient in. So, you know, most primary care doctors are actually checking that now, which is really great. But if you're wondering, that's a really, that's a great test to ask for when you go see your doctor. And even taking a vitamin D supplement is not a bad idea. You don't want to do more than 4,000 IUs a day. So with all, and this is true with a lot of other supplements as well, that there is too much of a good thing. So, when I went to see my primary just a couple months ago, she actually said that she was seeing more and more people with vitamin D toxicity. So just something to be aware of. You know, we don't want to be doing too much. There is too much of a good thing.
Well, and I don't want to, you know, I think that, for example, Costco, they have a good deal on a lot of different supplements, but you think because of these massive quantities, you should be taking massive quantities. And
right.
Maybe what you ought to think about is, hey, let's, use a little less and be reasonable about what we're taking and make it last longer.
Right. And, you know, the other thing, not to knock Costco, I love Costco, but sometimes they don't have the highest quality supplements. And so if you, you know, get your vitamin G checked and it's low and you start taking supplements from Costco and it doesn't go anywhere, right? You want to try something different because that's not working for you.
You know, and the thing too is not, again, no indicting any retailer,
right.
but deciding what is a really quality product and what is not. I mean, it's even like the vaccines that we've had with COVID,
right.
You know, they've been so scrutinized.
Right.
And you have a pretty good idea here in the last 60, 90 days what's really working well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And it's the same with supplements. Well, it's a little different with supplements because supplements are not very well regulated. So they will test some of the larger brands a little bit more frequently to see if, you know, what you think you're buying is actually what is in the supplement. But some of the smaller brands do not get tested very regularly, and they're really seeing that the quality is just not there. So it is important to find a company that you really trust.
With the prevalence of type 2 diabetes, what are some natural ways you can help to control your blood sugars?
Yeah, really good question. I've been working with a lot of people with specifically type 2 diabetes where there's some insulin resistance happening. And so all that means is that the insulin isn't quite working the way that it should be. And so there's actually a lot of things with food that we can do. I think a lot of times people look to supplements as sort of like this magical thing that's going to fix all their problems. And actually food in general does a lot more for you than supplements do. So three things I tell my clients with blood sugar issues. One, you need to have consistent carbohydrates throughout the day. So this is, you know, this doesn't mean you eat low carb all day and then for dinner you go crazy, right? This means you have, you know, a small, moderate amount at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and then same with snacks, and you keep it consistent. That's really, really important. Second, you never want to eat carbohydrates all by themselves because that makes your blood sugar spike. So I don't want to just eat an apple for a snack. It's going to spike my blood sugar. So what we always want to do is eat a little bit of protein with our carbohydrate. So an apple with peanut butter or an apple with a string cheese, that would be a much better choice to stabilize your blood sugar. And I often find the energy levels and moods go very well in line with blood sugars. So if you find yourself getting hangry, that's, you know, one of our new words lately, hangry, or if you find yourself irritable or with a headache or things like that, then you probably need to reevaluate if you're eating that protein with the carbohydrates. Third, always eat vegetables first. For some reason, maybe the fiber is what the researchers are thinking is the reason behind their findings. But when you start with vegetables and then you eat the rest of your meal, it takes longer to digest. And so the sugar is absorbed more slowly. And so you see less spikes in blood sugar.
I love it. Three simple things.
Yeah,
we can
exactly.
All do.
And we don't have to buy any supplements, right?
That's awesome. What do you think about these brain supplements? They call them nootropics, and they're supposed to give you more brain clarity.
Yeah, so some are better than others for sure. This is one of those questions where, you know, if there's a specific supplement This is a great reason to work with me, because you can come and you can ask about the specific supplement. And there's a database that I have access to as a medical provider, where I can actually look to see, is there research to support this, you know, supplement or this product that you're using? And is it safe? And does it interact with any of the other medications that you're taking? And so these are all really, really good questions. There are some brain supplements that have been shown to be helpful. So phosphatidylserine is one that has a small amount of evidence. So that means we can't say definitively if, you know, it's proven to help brain health, right? But it might have some benefit. And so if I have a client who's asking to take it, if there's really not a risk, then I would say, yeah, sure, let's try it and let's see if there's an improvement. And then, you know, other things like coenzyme Q10, that's a really good sort of antioxidant. And so that can tend to help with brain health issues too. A lot of the brain cells that are damaged, it comes from eating too much processed food. And what we're seeing is there's these free radicals that are produced when we eat too much sugar or too much processed carbohydrate or too many bad fats. And then we end up with some, you know, dead brain cells. And so then we can't think as clearly. We can't focus as well. And so anytime you include an antioxidant, and again, I'm not even talking supplements here. This is your fruits and vegetables that we were talking about before. Then you're going to see a boost in brain health.
Supplements are a big topic. Everybody thinks, oh, there's a supplement for this or there's a pill for that. Mm-hmm. A listener writes in, my husband is on a statin drug to lower his cholesterol. Should he be taking supplements?
Yeah. So there's a couple of connections and things to think about with statins. So number one, muscle pain and weakness is a big side effect. It's pretty common, actually, with the statin drugs. And so vitamin D supplements can actually help to kind of mitigate that that soreness a little bit. And then coenzyme Q10, again, can be a good one with the statins. And then the other thing, though, is, you know, and this is just a very individual thing again, but, you know, does this person actually need to be on a statin? Are there other things that we can do with the diet where you wouldn't have to be taking this medication that's making your muscles sore and weak and all of these things? So, like I said, that's not everybody. And I think statins do have a place. But I think often we're much too quick to go to a prescription medication when there are some really wonderful things we could do with our diets.
And again, there's some diagnostic tools that you have, and they may already have done some things, some genetic testing that might be helpful to determine some of these answers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Is the old saying an apple a day keeps the doctor away? Is that true?
I think my initial response is no. Although apples are pretty good for you. They have a lot of really good, you know, nutrients and fiber.
But you already told us we shouldn't just eat that by itself.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think variety is really important too. So when we're talking about a quote unquote healthy diet, there's really three components. We want to be moderate in what we eat, right? Mm. So like I would say an avocado is super healthy, but if I eat five of them, it's no longer healthy, right? So moderation, balance, and variety. So going back to your apple question, eat it, but also eat a variety of fruits.
I love guacamole. A little avocado.
Chips.
Oh, yeah. See where I falter?
Have you ever tried it with carrots?
No, but I will.
It's delicious.
But I can't. There's nothing in guacamole, if you make it traditionally, that's unhealthy.
No. Exactly.
I mean, a pico de gallo or a salsa,
delicious.
Those are pretty good
They're
and very
excellent.
Healthy.
Excellent. Yes. And even green chili.
Garlic, green chili.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. No. Garlic's very anti-inflammatory. Yes. There's lots of good benefits.
I did taste one that had a little mixture of cream cheese in it, which was pretty good. Maybe not so good for you.
I mean, if it was just a little bit of cream cheese, why not?
I'm not sure you can have just a little bit of cream cheese, especially if you put it on top of a cake. Oh, man. I'm already stumbling, Jennifer. Thank you so much. And we're looking forward to our new 88.3 KLYT. We hope you'll join us on, we'll be on the air the first time next Monday, with both, all of our programming here on KNKT and our show ABQ Connect. Thank you for joining us today, Jennifer.
Thanks.
Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.